produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
You've just stepped into the zone, the Handle Your Business Girl Empowerment Zone with Dr. Gail Hayes. Dr. Gail will discuss issues that impact you, suggestions that influence you, and help you find solutions that ignite your path to destiny. You are a person of destiny, aren't you? Now join Dr. Gail right now in the Handle Your Business Girl Empowerment Zone, where we help you to handle your business where you do business. Here's Dr. Gail. This is Dr. Gail Hayes, and welcome to The Zone, the Handle Your Business Girl Empowerment Zone, where we help you to handle your business where you do business. Today, I want to start out by giving you a word. I'll start out every broadcast with a quote. I am a wordsmith, and I believe in the power of words. We have creative power in our words, and so I want to start out with this word for this premiere broadcast. It's developing an attitude of gratitude. Now, I don't usually use a lot of cliches, but this, I believe that having an attitude of gratitude is something that's critically needed. So the quote says, many people want more than what they have and they neglect the gifts they already possess. They will never be satisfied. Don't you know somebody like that? People who will never be satisfied no matter what happens. They will never find peace. The reason? They do not realize that one of life's greatest gifts is the art of gratitude. There are few things more powerful than being grateful. When we embrace an attitude of gratitude, it ushers in transformation's powerful wind and leaves abundance in its path. So today, open your heart, be transformed, and embrace an attitude of gratitude. Now, what does that mean? Well, it just means being thankful. Obviously, gratitude means being thankful, but truly, down in your soul, down to your toenails, being grateful. Like, for instance, I'm very grateful just to be on this broadcast because there are people who cannot talk, who cannot walk, who cannot think, who cannot listen, who have challenges that would keep them from speaking a word of joy or even possessing, taking true possessions of their God-given gifts. Well, so many of us are not grateful. We want more. We want more than what's been put in front of us. But you know, I believe that God has put seed in all of us. There is birth, there's life, there's power in all of us. And we have to take advantage of that seed and water it and you know, keep it nurtured. So many of us don't. Part of the watering process of the created seed in you is an attitude of gratitude, being thankful. I know I say this little saying every day because listen, money is the currency that we use down here on the earth. And here's something I say every day. I am so happy and grateful now that money comes in increasing quantities through multiple sources on a continuous basis. I have the purse of the spirit and it shall never be depleted. Money goes out and immediately money comes back in. It is jam, cram, packed and running over with superabundance in a perfect way by the grace of God. And so it is. Now, I am not the author of that. It was passed to me from through it from a friend who I watched her life change because I realized that she was always so grateful, so happy and grateful. And I watched her life change right there on social media. I was seeing everything that was manifesting in her life. And I said, you know, I want some of that. So I started watching her and asking her, and she shared this with me. And she says, Gail, let me share this with you. And she said, you're already grateful. Now you need the words to put with it. So I've developed an attitude of gratitude and I'm watching things. And that brings to mind a testimony. Many years ago, I had my first child at 41 and my second child at 43 after I was told by doctors that I would never have children. The day after my 40th birthday, I fell on my face before God and I asked him to open my womb because the doctor said I had a dead womb. I had scar tissue covering my cervix and I'd never have children. Well, the day after my 40th birthday, I prayed and I said, God, if it's your perfect will, can you just give a sister a baby or two? Or, you know, well, God said he was going to restore both of my children to me because I had had terminated two pregnancies in my early 20s. And quite frankly, I wasn't interested in having children because I am the firstborn of seven. So I wasn't too interested in having babies because I'd helped my mother with my younger siblings. There's six younger siblings in my family. And I'm the firstborn. So I wasn't too thrilled with that. So I wasn't interested in having children. So, but 2 months later, after I prayed that prayer, after 11 years of being barren, I discovered I was pregnant. And my son, Joshua, was born shortly before my 41st birthday. And what joy he has brought me. Then the next year, I turned 42 in October. And Thanksgiving, I discovered I was pregnant again. And the next year, before my 43rd birthday, my daughter, Gabrielle Christina, was born. What a delight and what a joy they are to my life. And I'm so thankful. They've caused me to write stories, write books, do things I never dreamed possible. And because of them, the fruit of my life has just been amazing. And one of those things is I write many books. I am a multi-published author. So if you're interested in getting some of my books, please visit my website at www.handleyourbusinessgirl.com and go to Marketplace. Just click on the Marketplace button and you'll see the buttons. You'll see the books, the pictures of the books, some of my books that are there for your convenience. www.handleyourbusinessgirl.com and click on the Marketplace. Visit the Marketplace and you'll find my books. Several of my books listed, The Power of a Woman Who Leads, 1 Minute Success Secrets for Women, Empowered to Soar, and a book I wrote for men called The Conduct of Kings. So go there and visit, and I'll be talking about those throughout the broadcast, so you'll know exactly how you can get yours. And when you order your book, I will be happy to autograph it for you. Please just put that on a note to me when you order your book that you would like it autographed. Again, www.handleyourbusinessgirl.com. Go to the Marketplace. Well, let's back to my story. I had my two children, and there I was, 43 years old, with a two-year-old and an infant. And I decided that I wanted to raise my children very differently. I decided that I wanted my children to be healthy. My father died from complications from hypertension and diabetes, and he was a dialysis patient. And I knew that that was probably in my line, in my family line, because my father called, he has five daughters and two sons, and on his deathbed, he called his two sons, the two babies, his five girls straight in the row, then two boys. He called the two boys to his bed, and he said, look at me. I need for you to take care of yourself. Look what happens to the men in our family. I need for you to take care of yourself, so go to the doctors and get yourselves checked. Well, I don't think that happened because it wasn't that long after my father passed away that both of my brothers ended up losing their kidneys and they on dialysis. Well, because I'm the firstborn and I think logically and linearly sometimes, I said, wait a minute, that thing is going to circle back around. So what I did, I started eating differently and taking care of myself very differently. And what had happened, it did circle back around. It skipped over me and hit my younger sister. So I have three younger siblings on dialysis while I'm doing this presently on this broadcast. And so I wanted something different for my children because I understood, you know, the implications of family genetics. So I created this breakfast for my children. I did not feed them bacon and eggs and sausage and grits and all that. Now, every once in a while, we had some of that now. But my children had, this is what they had for breakfast typically. They had sunflower seeds, raisins, cashews, and beautiful chopped up apples. I gave them that every morning and they drank water for breakfast. Every once in a while, they had a juice box. but I did not really want to give them that juice, all that sugar. So they were very, very happy with this breakfast that I gave them every day with sunflower seeds, raisins, cashews, sometimes almonds, and chopped up juicy apples. Well, one morning, well, during this time, like many, many years ago, they were 3 and 5 years old. Their father was out of work. And when he was out, well, he had lost his high-paying job, and he had to take a lower-paying job, and it was quite, probably about 50%, more than 50% less than what he had been making. And every morning, you know, I went to the refrigerator and got the apples. Well, you know, we were low on money, so we didn't have those big, pretty apples. So I looked in the refrigerator this particular morning, and there was one little withered apple in there. Well, two little withered apples. Well, I chopped up the apples, and because they were so withered, I had to peel them and didn't have the beautiful red skin. And I chopped up those apples and put them on the plate with the raisins and sunflower seeds and the cashews and called my children to breakfast. Well, my son and daughter, after we prayed over the food, my son looked at the apples. He said, "Mommy," he said, "this apple doesn't look good. It looks like it's dead." And my daughter, who was 3 at the time, she didn't say much. She just took her fingertips and just started kicking the apples across her plate, flicking them across her plate, because she just wasn't going to eat them. So I watched them eat their cashews and their raisins and their sunflower seeds and get down from the table, because after all, these were dead apples. And I thought, well, I took those apples and looked at them, and I threw the little, they were eating on paper plates at the time. I put the paper plates in the trash can, and I said, "You know what? I am grateful that I had that apple." And I did tell my children. I said, "Mommy's going to go to the store later so she can get us some new beautiful apples, okay? New live apples." And they were very pleased with it to hear that. So they went down for their nap, and I went about my day. And I just began to be grateful, just grateful to be alive, that I could even think to get apples. I looked in our bank account. We had $10, and I thought, I've got to have gas, and I got to have money for apples. The money was just that tight. And I said, "I'm grateful." And I just began to speak and say, tell God how grateful I was just to be alive, to have my health and my strength, that I wasn't on dialysis, that I was not sick. I was just grateful just to be able to write stories, to stay home with my children, because I decided I was going to stay home with my children. That was an agreement that my husband and I made, and I wanted to stay home with my babies since I did have them in my 40s. I was staying home, and I was grateful. And I just twirled around my living room, and I was just grateful. And I began to sit down on my computer and started writing one of my books. And I was just grateful for the opportunity just to be able to stay home with my babies. And I know that I was going to get some apples. I just knew some. And I envisioned myself cutting up these beautiful, juicy red apples for my babies and me eating them with them, and we laughing and loving each other with these beautiful red apples, these beautiful live apples, not the dead ones like Joshua said that morning, but some live apples for my babies. Well, around the afternoon, they put down for their nap. I heard our doorbell ring, and I didn't want to go to the door because, you know, during that time, it was just a little bit interesting in our house. I didn't know if it was a bill collector or what. And I wasn't expecting anyone. And people usually didn't just drop by my house. And I looked out my window and I saw the UPS truck. And I'm thinking, what are they doing? And I went to the door and there was a box. It was from my husband's employer. And I brought the box in. And I said, "Hey," I told him, he was taking a nap because he worked shift work. And I asked him, "Could I open the box?" And well, let me tell you. He said, "Go ahead and open the box. I don't know what they would be sending, but go ahead and open the box." So I brought the box and put it on the kitchen table, you know, opened it very carefully and gently, not having any idea what was in that box. Well, when you are grateful, things show up that you are not expecting, or some things that you do expect, you forget what you call in. And so part of that was, you know, I was working on one of my books, The Power of a Parent Who Leads. I was working on that book, and you can find that book at www.handleyourbusinessgirl.com. And if you can't, we have an educational site. If it's not there, go to www.paiceducationgroup.org. www.p, as in Paul, AICeducationgroup.org, and you can find my educational products at that website. So I opened up the book, and I was working on, I remember, opened up the box, and I was working on that book because I was talking to parents, and I was just grateful. I opened up the box, and what do you think I found? I know. You won't believe it. This is the same day, the same time. I opened up and there were 24 big, beautiful red apples. I stood there in awe because, after all, I had practiced an attitude of gratitude. After all, I had spoken those apples into existence. And although we didn't have much money in the bank, and although I would have loved to have had more, I was grateful. And my gratitude, my attitude of gratitude, ushered in what I envisioned, ushered in what I was grateful for, ushered in something healthy so I could continue to feed my babies healthy breakfasts, and they could get live red apples because I had an attitude of gratitude. Now you might say, okay, Dr. Gale, seriously, this is a true story. And this happened within hours of the time that my child told me I had served him dead apples. And I said, well, we need some live apples. And I knew that I was going to go to the store. I had planned on taking part of that $10 that I had and going to the store and purchasing maybe 2 or 3 more apples so I could slice them up for my babies. But what happened to me? I got 24 apples. See, I looked at them, they were in layers of 12. 12 is the number for divine rule and authority. And so I got double divine rule and authority, which stands for the priesthood. Anyway, I was like, I said, you know what? This right here is no joke. I got 24 red apples and I was able to feed my babies these beautiful apples, and we cheered and we danced and I told them stories. That afternoon we had apples as a snack. We had so many apples, we had to have them for a snack. We had them for the afternoon snack. And, you know, I remember Josh was saying, Mommy, how did we get these apples that are beautiful and red? And I said, well, what did we ask for? He said, we wanted apples that were not dead. I said, exactly, Joshua. And we got what we asked for. We got beautiful apples. How many times have we been in a place where everything looked bleak and we looked around only to put emphasis and energy on the bleakness, on the negative thing? You know, it's easy. It's very easy to be negative. It is so easy to be negative. And, you know, when you focus on the negative, that's what will manifest. I am convinced that when you focus on the negative, that's what's going to glare at you. That's what's going to stand in your way. That's like those mountains that are in your way, the negative things that you say. We craft our words, you know, our world with our words. And when we're not grateful, when we're not truly grateful for what we do have, why should more come to your door if you're not grateful for what you do have? I was that morning, I was grateful for the little withered apples, okay? I was so grateful, I went ahead and I placed those little apples right on my children's plates and had them to just eat them. And they said, nope, we can't eat these. That's nice, Mommy, but we want live apples. And so what I'm saying to you is this: be grateful. Look around you and see the positive things. Be grateful. Look around you and see, are you healthy? Can you walk? Can you talk? Can you hear? Can you move? Can you see? Be grateful and just begin to express that gratitude. Speak your powerful words and create a new atmosphere. Say, you know, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I just told God, I'm grateful for my health and my strength. But if it's your perfect will, I'd love to have some babies, and he gave them to me. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen that easily for you, but it wasn't easy because I had gone through some things. You said I had aborted 2 babies in my early 20s because I didn't want children. I was in a different place and space. I really did not. And he heard my cry because I cried out from an attitude of gratitude and told him I wanted to live the life that he had crafted for me. And I could craft for me. He says, go ahead and craft your life too. What do you want? So he asked me, what do you want? So I began to craft my words and watch what I said. And that's not always so easy. But I will tell you this, that when you have an attitude of gratitude, it changes the atmosphere around you and you attract new things. People pay attention. People of influence pay attention to you. People, influence finds you. It just finds you when you have an attitude of gratitude. I want you to be found. Don't you want to be found? Those apples found me that day. And I will never forget the lesson that those 24 big, beautiful red apples taught me, that I always, no matter what, need to be expressing and speaking of the attitude of gratitude. If I can't, if I don't have it, I need to manufacture that stuff, because guess what? I have the power to manufacture gratitude. Just be grateful. You can lift your hands. You don't have to lift your hands. You can say, I'm happy. I'm grateful. Just use your words and keep talking to yourself until it clicks in that you're grateful for what you have. Look around you. There's always something to be grateful for. If you can see, be grateful for your sight. If you can hear, be grateful for being able to hear. There's so many things, and there are probably more people around you than you know who want to be in your atmosphere, but if you're not grateful, they don't want to be around you. Because if you're not grateful, you're probably complaining about everything. So watch what you say, because you can attract more negative stuff if you're negative. So practice an attitude of gratitude. That is within your sphere of influence that you can change your world. Now, let me tell you what had happened for me is that once my children saw those apples and I told them that they were coming, what do you think that did for the next generation of my household? Yes, my children began to speak and practice gratitude. They started singing and they started dancing and they started saying, I have an attitude of gratitude. That's what they say. I am grateful. Yes, negative things happen. Yes, things don't always turn out the way we want. That's true. But sometimes they turn out even better because we are practicing that attitude of gratitude. So my challenge to you today is this. Are you ready to practice the attitude of gratitude and watch your world change? It's entirely up to you. You have that kind of power. You have that kind of influence. You have that kind of power working within you, standing ready for you to make a demand on it so that you can have the art of gratitude working in your favor. I mean, it's entirely up to you. An attitude of gratitude. It's time for you to practice that. Because if you don't, you will always regret it and always be unhappy. And you'll pass it on to your children and your children's children. I don't care how old your children are. When they watch you change, they will change. It's just that simple. An attitude of gratitude. I want you to also visit me on the web at www.handleyourbusinessgirl.com and go to the marketplace and you'll see some of my books. The Power of a Woman Who Leads. I love doing leadership seminars and conferences. The Power of a Woman Who Leads. And you go and discover your leadership style. 1 Minute Success Secrets for Women. That is the book that came actually from Facebook. I was doing quotes on Facebook and a publisher asked me to please, can I compile those quotes and make mini devotionals? And they published the book, 1 Minute Success Secrets for Women. It's about this. It fits one wonderfully inside of your purse and it's chock full of mini devotionals that'll carry you through the day. There's Empowered to Soar, that's also filled with some of the quotes from Facebook. And then one of my favorite books is The Conduct of Kings, 12 Ruling Principles to Help You Reign in Your Domain with Power. And it's a book I wrote for men because I also do speak at men's conferences because I like to encourage men. Some men say to me that I do for men what T.D. Jakes does for women. So if you invite me to speak, just go to www.handleyourbusinessgirl.com. And look for my books, go to Marketplace for my books or click on the link to contact us. I would be happy to talk to you about coming to speak for your event or your conference. I'm so glad you joined me in the zone, the Handle Your Business Girl Empowerment Zone. And I want you to join me next time where we'll have another word of wisdom for you. Today's word, remember, an attitude, develop and embrace an attitude of gratitude. Remember, you have the power to do just that. An attitude of gratitude. Thank you again for joining us here in the zone, in the Handle Your Business Girl Empowerment Zone with your host, Dr. Gail Hayes. Join us on the web at www.handleyourbusinessgirl.com. www.handleyourbusinessgirl.com. Find Dr. Gail on Instagram and on Twitter at Dr. Gail Hayes. Find her on Facebook in Dr. Gail Hayes and the Handle Your Business Girl Empowerment Zone. Join our list at www.handleyourbusinessgirl.com and we have lots of treats in store for you. So join us next time here in the zone in the Handle Your Business Girl Empowerment Zone where we help you to handle your business where you do business.